This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The first week of the new year, we look ahead at the to-do list for Congress in 2024. We're joined by Chris Galen with the National Milk Producers Federation, who joins us from our nation's capital. Chris, what are some of the headline issues that Congress needs to tackle these first few days of the new year?
There won't be much happening this week in Congress, but when both the House and the Senate are back in town next week, they really have to get down to brass tacks as it has to do with funding the government. If people will remember, what happened was they passed a short-term budget extension to keep the government going so it wouldn't shut down, and that was going to last through the holidays, but then it was going to expire here in the middle part of January. And so that doesn't give them a lot of time to deal with the fact that we don't have budgets in place for all of calendar year 2024. And in fact, there were two extensions, one for January and one for February. And the one where the funding runs out mid-January affects certain agencies, including the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the FDA. And so that's something that we're really hoping that they will focus on when they get back into town next week, as they still have to deal with some thorny issues revolving budgets, as well as things like border security. That's going to be a big focus, and then funding for the wars in Ukraine and also the conflict in Israel and Gaza. So those are going to be the sort of headline issues that will occupy Capitol Hill as we really start gearing up in January of 24.
When we look at some of these headline issues and the priorities that Congress is facing here in the early part of the year, there's still some leftover issues from last year that are on the back burner.
One of the other things that happened last fall during the whole fight over the who should be the Speaker of the House of Representatives, and then they did the short-term budget extensions that I just talked about, is they kicked the can down the road for the Farm Bill. We were hoping that we would get a new Farm Bill by the end of 2023, but they passed essentially a one-year extension of farm programs at their current levels. So they bought some additional time to work with, but given the fact that this is an election year, it's a presidential election year, as everyone knows, and that's going to suck up a lot of the oxygen, particularly as we get towards the summer, what that means is if we're going to make progress in finalizing the next Farm Bill, it really has to be done here in the spring. And the leaders of the House and Senate Agriculture Committees realize that. That's the deadline they're working against. But we just need to see some good faith effort on the part of both the House and the Senate, both parties, so that we're not looking at yet another extension here this fall. Because once we get in towards the fall months, that's where the attention really shifts away from Washington and toward the campaign trail and the two people who will be opposing each other for president. And so that means it's very difficult to get anything done here on Capitol Hill after the summer months.
Another issue that we're dealing with that's left over from last year is a new federal order milk pricing system. What's the status on moving that along?
The good news is the USDA process for updating the federal order system does have a calendar, so we don't necessarily have a schedule for some of the other things I've just talked about, Bill, but there will be a resumption of the hearing in mid-January in Indianapolis, and we're hoping that that will be done within a couple of weeks, and so that by the end of January, all of the public testimony will have been delivered. Then what happens is USDA has to wade through thousands of pages of testimony to make some sense out of all these different perspectives and recommendations, and then they will come out with a draft or a sort of a recommended decision for changes, which will then be open to public comment, and so that will then further take time. But we're hoping that all that gets done here in the spring and summer so that by the end of this coming year, probably right about the time of the election season, the election that dairy farmers will have to vote on is the changes proposed by USDA in the federal order system. So I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves on that because there's a lot more that has to happen, but most of the testimony is now done. There needs to be a little bit more here in January, and then hopefully USDA will digest that, make some sense of it, and come up with some recommendations that are similar to what NMPF has recommended so that we can make some important changes to the milk pricing system.
Thanks for the update, Chris. Chris Galen, Senior VP of Member Services and Governance with the National Milk Producers Federation. More details at nmpf.org.